Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Getting jiggy with it.
All right. All I know is a celebrity line just rang and Jeff's on the phone. So that's either the publicist telling us it's going to be another 5 minutes, or they're telling us we're going right now.
We're going right now with Will Smith.
Hey, Burt Show.
Yep.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Hey.
Yo.
Yes, sir. How are you?
What is the deal?
How are you today, sir?
Man, it is all gravy.
I was just telling these guys that you are on my wife's get out of jail free card list for like the last 10 years, if you know what that means. That means you come around and you, for some reason, had like got knocked on the head and wanted to dump Jada and go with my wife. She's allowed to.
That is funny. What's the deal, man?
I just
Hey, listen, look, you know, when we get off of the air, you can just give me that number. I'll just
hold on to it. Will Smith joining the Burt Show this morning. Give us a call, 404-741-1005. You want to hang with Will Smith. The first thing I want to say to you, man, is that a lot of times that we do celebrities with A-listers, we'll go on the internet, start doing our research and stuff, and there's just like not a lot of information on the internet. But you, I have noticed, have made yourself so accessible to the media after every project. Now, is that a necessary evil for you, or do you really enjoy doing this kind of thing?
No, you know, I think it's part of, I guess I would say, the relationship that I have with my fans. You know, to me is important to feel connected, and you know, I don't be doing too much stuff. I don't have a lot to hide. You know, it was that one night in Vegas, but other than that, I don't really have too much that I'm trying to hide from folks. So it's I guess the main thing is trying to create that relationship where, you know, people feel connected, and a lot of that has to do with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like with that, when you have that television show kind of connection, there's something about a TV show that makes people feel really connected and almost deserving of more information than if, like, you're a movie star, a music star, people kind of feel more of a distance.
Mm-hmm. Now, Will, going back on what Burt had said about his wife and joking about his wife and you being on the Get Out of Jail Free, I noticed last time you were on Oprah, last time I saw you on Oprah, and you know, the question was about you being out and fans, you know, and women hitting on you and stuff. And I'm just curious how you and Jada handle that since you both are superstars.
You know, it's a part of the get down. You know, that's how it is. Our relationship with one another is 100% truth and honesty. So it's not really an issue. Really, when people feel those feelings, when people are feeling insecure and uncomfortable and uncertain in a relationship, that's because there isn't the 100% purity of truth in the relationship. That's the only thing that's going to give you that feeling. When you feel like your partner says something to you, but something else might be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that feeling comes from. It's more internally than external.
Well, let's jump into that for a second, because your relationship with Jada, we've been talking about it all morning. It just seems so healthy. Like, is that the one thing that you point to in your relationship that seems to be so different from Hollywood relationship, is that trust and honesty thing?
Yeah, it's really about it's the truth. You know, when you tell somebody the truth and you're not concerning yourself with how they feel about it, it's like your commitment is that you're going to say what the truth is. You know, it makes it so much easier for that person to deal with whatever the issues might be that come up, because they know for certain that when you say something, it's as if God said it. And that type of comfort can only be created through communication.
Will, I'm curious about how you and Jada celebrate anniversaries. I've got a wedding anniversary coming up, so it was on the brain, and I thought, I wonder how he spoils her rotten on their anniversaries.
Well, we rarely celebrate specific holidays and occasions. You expect too much on the day. You know, it's almost impossible to succeed on your anniversary, or it's impossible to succeed on Valentine's Day. So what, like, generally the type of things that we do is, you know, for example, I had a vacation in October last year. So we just celebrated Valentine's Day for a week straight on vacation in Hawaii. So
nice.
She wasn't expecting it. It was a surprise. We got there. I had it set up that it was Valentine's Day.
So
thanks for setting the bar so low for the rest of us. Will.
Appreciate that.
It's cool. Nice. Thanks.
I knew it. I knew he would top everybody.
Great work, man.
Appreciate that.
You got to avoid the actual date. You know, you got to avoid the actual birthday and avoid Christmas, and you got to really avoid all of those. So that's kind of what we do, and we sort of make every other day a holiday.
Will Smith's new album is Lost and Found. We're going to talk to him about that in just a second. With Jada, is there any, forget about, like, personal jealousies. Mm-hmm. A lot of times in Hollywood, I think we see a lot of these couples break up when one celebrity in the Hollywood couple is doing so much better than the other one. And they seem to jockey back and forth, and then the relationship breaks up. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever have any professional jealousies between the two of you?
No, we are... so drastically different in our perspective of Hollywood and in our perspective of the business. You know, Jada is very clear that she does not want to have to do the stuff that I have to do to be in a position or to deal with the things that I have to deal with. You know, Jada is strictly in it. She wants to work when she loves the project and when she loves all of the people. You know, she'd hate to be in a situation where she has to work and doesn't like who she's working with, whereas for me, I'm into the artistry of what I do, and part of dealing with people is the artistry of why I'm in the position. So I sort of look forward to those confrontations and disagreements.
Let me put you on with some of your fans. I mean, they've been calling up for the last 2 hours holding for you. Hey, TC, you are on with Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
TC.
Dude, what's up?
What up, kid?
All right, look, I'm going to have to compose myself and hold on to my blackness through this so I don't lose. All right, look, check this out. I got a couple of things. First of all, they were talking about you and Jada for a while. How do the two of y'all manage your kids, especially keeping them out the limelight?
Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, it isn't, I mean, we don't generally find ourselves pulling our kids away or, you know, hiding them from the limelight. It's, They have their personalities. Like, you know, my oldest is 12, and he wants to be on TV, you know. So he finds, you know, he's doing some work for Access Hollywood now. But, you know, my younger son doesn't like it at all. So, you know, he shies away. So it's really more about their personalities and what their desires are more than it is Jade and I trying to, you know, force them in or out of anything.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, the second thing is with the music. I mean, through all your albums, let's see, this is your ninth one, and you always bring some hot, fresh lyrics, but you never take it to a dirty level, and that's something to be commended for. And I don't know how you do it, man, but you always manage to get good rhymes out without being dirty.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, it's important to kind of take a snapshot of my life and where I'm at and what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, all of that type of stuff. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, truly intelligent people necessarily need to communicate in that way. Now, I mean, the F word will fit somewhere real good every once in a while. You know, it fit real good. So, every once in a while, you get to throw one in there. But, you know, there's no other real art form that finds the necessity for that as much as rap music.
Do you think that you've lost credibility in the rap and the hip-hop community because you've kept it so clean?
I think that part of the nature of my album is called The Lost and Found, and the concept of lost and found speaks to that. I feel like whatever issues I have with the lack of credibility is based on the fact that I had to concentrate and make a decision that I wanted to be an actor. You know what I mean? I feel like if I'd had the time to focus and truly be in the music the way that my heart desired to be in the music, then I wouldn't have had to let the actor in me slit the throat of the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more about not putting the time and not focusing the way that I would have loved to be able to focus. It's more a function of that than I think not using profanity.
If all things were equal and you could make $25 million, didn't matter if it was a movie or didn't matter if it was music, which one do you lose?
I definitely lose the acting. There's nothing that compares to being on stage in front of 50,000 people and that first couple seconds when they recognize the record that they've been waiting to hear. You know, there's nothing in the entire business of entertainment that compares with that.
I wanted to say congratulations. We just heard today that you and Jada are going to host the BET Awards together this year.
Yeah, we're going to do that awesome. Together.
So I was wondering, since you've been asked to do that together, are you guys asked to star in movies together or TV shows together? I mean, is that something that comes up over and over again?
Oh, yeah. People are, always sending stuff for us to do together, movies and things to work together. For us, there's a social importance for the quality of the BET Awards, so mm-hmm. it's something that we both felt, and we thought that it would be great for us to do that together. So we're doing that, but for the most part, we try to avoid that. We did Ali together, and mm-hmm. we're going to host the BET Awards. So there's a huge chasm between our working engagements.
Let's get some album soul for Will Smith here. The name of the album is Lost and Found. Tell us about it. Why has it been 3 years? I guess you probably answered that in that you were doing some of the acting.
Yeah.
And what can we expect different on this Will Smith album, and who's on it with you?
I guess the thing that's different is the first album where I really just said everything that I thought and felt. You know, there was a yoke of class that I generally put around the creative process that I sort of released, and I just allowed myself to say exactly what I think and what I feel. So I think that's going to be really interesting for folks to hear some of the things that are going on in my life and some of the issues that I have to deal with.
Are they so shocking?
Mary J. Blige on there, and Snoop, and there's Ludacris produced a joint for me on there. I'm trying to dive back in there. I think lyrically, this is some of the best work that I've ever done. You know, and there's a track called Mr. Nice Guy, where respond to a few people that had some negative things to say about Big Will, so I went on ahead, and usually I sort of turn a deaf ear to that stuff, but I allowed myself to go ahead and respond.
Are you going to show a side on this album that most people have never seen before? I mean, are some going to be turned off by it?
No, I don't think so. I think that I'm, I just think that I'm lyrically I'm better than I've ever been before. So I think that. There'll be no way to front on rhyme for rhyme, lyric for lyric, what I'm saying, and whether or not you are into the concept or not, you still won't be able to front on the artistic quality.
We've got five lines lit up, and they're all asking the same question, so we'll end with this. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you and DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Well, we just came back from South Africa. We performed in South Africa. We did a couple shows in London. So, you know, we're getting out there. We're warming it up. We shaking the dust off, knocking the rust off before we come back into the States.
Is he on the album with you?
Yeah, Jeff produced the first track on the album. He produced number one, and he has appearances on two other songs.
Cool. Awesome. The name of the album is Lost and Found. It dropped on March 29th. We're going to sell some albums for you, Will Smith.
Well, thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Good looking out.
Take care.
All right, John.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.